Jeff Langwood joined here today by Corey McCarville. Of course, he is the athletic director with the IK Manning Wolves as the school board voted on Monday night at 6-0 to move into the Rolling Valley Conference for the 2026-2027 school year. Corey, appreciate you joining us here today. How you doing?
Doing good.
You bet. Corey, hey, appreciate you joining us here. For that, let's talk about that discussion last night. I know it's something that you guys have been kind of looking at for the last couple of weeks and last couple of months, actually. What was the discussion like with the school board and the pros and the cons that you were hearing from people on why you should move or why you should stay in the WIC?
Well, you know, we have nothing but the utmost respect for all of the conference schools in the Western Iowa Conference. Those schools have been tremendous to us for the last decade or so. It's nothing. Our decision to transition to the Rolling Valley Conference is really nothing against them. It was just some of the logistics going into it. You know, we had a lot of discussion with our coaches. We had a lot of discussion with some community members. We had, you know, a lot of discussion with our school board as well. You know, we talked about it at various board meetings for months. And, you know, there's a lot of pros and cons into it. The biggest pro, obviously, is travel. With all of the Western Iowa schools being over an hour away, especially with Audubon making the decision last week to join the Rolling Valley Conference, that's by far our closest conference opponent. You know, we discussed a lot of it was logistics. We discussed travel where in the Western Iowa Conference, every trip is going to be an hour plus. And now it appears that there's a good chance that Red Oak and Shenandoah are going to potentially be joining the Western Iowa Conference. Those are two long trips for us as well. We're the Rolling Valley Conference. We have great relationships with a lot of those schools already. And those schools, they're just a lot closer. You know, our average trip in the Rolling Valley Conference will only be, I think, like 27 minutes will be the average trip, where in the Western Iowa Conference without Audubon, I think our average trip was an hour five.
And people don't think about that. You play during the middle of the week, during the school year. That's a long bus trip home in the wintertime, getting kids home later. So this change going to help the student athletes on the student part of things, I think, the way it sounds as well.
Yeah, I think so. We're really, really excited about it. It's just really going to cut down on travel for us. I know one of the things that we discussed and one of the concerns was, you know, the assurance that there's always going to be lower level teams at the JV high and JV level. You know, we had a lot of discussion about that, and it's going to be tricky from a scheduling standpoint, you know, ensuring that our J high kids and JV kids always have enough games, but it's always that way. I mean, even in the Western Iowa Conference, you're always trying to figure out who's going to have two teams, who has one team, who doesn't have a JV team for, you know, who doesn't have a JV girls basketball team. So that's always a concern. So we'll always have to play it by ear, season by season.
How much of an impact did the WIC inviting, you know, the Red Oaks and the Shenandoahs and some of those other schools into the league? Because, you know, they went as far as Maple Valley, Antioch, Charter Oak. You guys are used to that drive. You used to be in the Western Valley with them years ago.
Yeah, I don't know how much of an impact it had. I mean, obviously it was part of our discussion. But, you know, there's just a lot of dominoes falling. I mean, there's discussion that what the Hawkeye 10 is going to potentially do, and the Missouri Valley Conference is now going to do. So it just seems like there's a lot of dominoes that have fallen and may fall yet. So I don't think we're at the end of this, movement. We'll have to see how everything shakes out. I know there was a little bit of discussion about legislation, and you know, there's discussion about the legislation getting involved in these conferences. But who knows how all that is going to play out at the end of the day. And that's why I think we eventually had to make the decision that we thought this was the best move for us. And, you know, we're going to have to do what we think is right for our students and our communities.
Coach, you mentioned legislation may be getting involved. What's that discussion about?
There's talk in Des Moines, there's talk on the Hill about potentially schools that really are kind of left without a conference to be involved in, that legislation would get involved and kind of force conferences to accept certain schools into their conference. So I don't know if that's going to happen, but I know there's discussion about it.
And Corey, kind of along that line a little bit, not forcing things. We were talking on the Rewind program earlier this morning as we talk here on a Tuesday morning that, you know, say an Underwood and Trainer jump into the Hawkeye 10. We were hearing those rumors. If the WIC ends up losing three or four schools, you know, within pretty much a year or so, you know, what maybe happens to those other WIC schools? Could you see the AHST of Oak and Walnuts? And I know you can't talk for them, but could you see the Rolling Valley maybe reaching out to some of those schools that are kind of left behind when with the WIC numbers maybe dwindling?
Well, I don't know what's going to happen. I'm not a fortune teller, but I do believe that there's always a possibility. And I do know that, you know, a lot of the Rolling Valley schools and a lot of the WIC schools, they have really good working relationships with each other. We all have the same goals, and that's going to be what's best for our kids and our communities. So I would like to believe that if we ever had to do that, that that's a possibility, but who knows what's going to happen in the next 6 months to a year.
And, Coach, you know, I hear some people talk. I heard about it from Audubon people. Even Michelle Brooks, who played on their softball team a year ago, said that, you know, we don't make state probably if we didn't play in the WIC and get challenged throughout the regular season. Some people concerned about challenging schedules moving from one conference to another. As an AD, how do you try to combat that where you still get some of those maybe more challenging games for your teams to see that kind of competition throughout the regular season?
Well, obviously, that was a big part of our discussion is just making sure we always have challenging schedules, and but that's why you always have non-conference games. I always go back to some of the really good teams that we had when I came and Manning joined schools. You know, when we won a state title in 08-09 in girls basketball, you know, we lost two games that year. We played we lost to Helan, we lost to Ballard of Huxley. You know, that's a 3A and 4A school because we knew that we had a very competitive, a very good team. And so we put together a very challenging non-conference schedule. And I think that's what ADs do. And I don't think they get enough credit for that is they have to gauge where their teams are, whether it's volleyball, boys and girls basketball, baseball, softball, whatever. You have to gauge where those teams are and put together a schedule that's challenging for them. I think every AD in Iowa understands that challenge and they get that. So if we feel like we have a very good team, that we're going to have to go out and find some very challenging non-conference games.
How much did Audubon go in ahead and voting for this a year ago or a week ago? How much did that impact you guys on the move? If they wouldn't have went, do you think you guys go?
I don't know. I mean, obviously, we had some discussions. We had a lot of talk with our board. But at the end of the day, I think a lot of it for us was just simply the logistics. So, you know, everybody always wants to be the center, kind of the center point in the conference. And in my experience and all of my years as an AD, IKM Manning's always kind of been on the outside skirts of the conference geographical map. We were in the Western Valley. We are in the Western Iowa. We're an outlier team in the Rolling Valley. The way that it's situated now, we're kind of smack dab right in the middle of it. And that, to me, was a big draw of it. You want to be in the geographical center of your conference.
The 26-27 season, I think that's a year before Audubon goes. What was the discussion on when to make that move and what really kind of led you guys to the decision to go in the 26-27 school year?
Well, that was what the invite that was presented to us was for the 26-27 school year. So a lot of it was we're accepting the invitation that was offered to us. And Audubon had some other factors that I think led them into going into the 27-28 school year, and I respect those. I do, but for us, we just simply wanted to make the move as soon as possible. That's really what our coaches wanted. It's what a lot of our community members wanted as well that we talked to, and you know, the feeling was if we're going to make the move, let's make the move. So that's what we decided.
Any final thoughts on the decision, Coach?
No, you know, we're excited. I think that it's going to be a really good move for our kids. You know, one of the other factors that I think is worth noting is, especially with Audubon leaving the conference, that we would be the smallest school in terms of enrollment, in terms of beds number in the Western Iowa Conference. And when we looked at a 10-year projection, that number was not going to change. We would always be the smallest school in the conference, especially with Audubon being no longer part of it. So, going into the Rolling Valley, that now we're going to be with the largest school in the conference, which I know is going to be a flip. But, you know, it's just really hard to compete in those conferences when your enrollment is, you know, dramatically less than those other schools, or especially when they're closer to the cities.
Yeah, and a lot of those schools, I think, going to continue to get bigger. Coach, as always, we appreciate all of the time here today. Congratulations on you guys making that decision, and we look forward to continuing to cover IKM Manning Wolves Athletic in the Rolling Valley Conference.
Thank you.
You bet. Corey McCarville, again, the athletic director from IKM Manning.